Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 95 of Reality of the Rose. I am your host, Natalie Sprink. Today I have another Rose interview for you. It's no recap, no Love is Blind recap, no Bachelor obviously recap, but I have another Rose interview with my very, very good friend, Steph, who is a friend of mine. We've been friends for years. She's from Missouri. She was a bit nervous when I asked her. I don't know if I want to say nervous, but she was a bit hesitant. She's like, I'm not going to be good at this. I knew she would be. This is like right down her alley. And she, of course, I did not disappoint. I knew that she'd be good at it, but we, had so much fun recording this. It's been actually quite a while since we've talked. So it was almost just like catching up, which was so fun. I also have changed up for those of you who've listened to past interviews. I have a bit of a different set of questions. There are about half the questions are the same, but I've changed the questions up and there's about half-ish, something like that, that are a bit different. And I feel like maybe they're a little bit more fun and start conversations a little more possibly. But so she did very well with them. We had a lot of fun learning about like, what three things would she take on a deserted island? We got into this topic of social media and mental health and sort of what her thoughts are on those two things. She doesn't have a dog voice, but she has another animal voice that you will be very interested to hear. She was just very entertaining. She has won Woman of the Year award for the local Chamber of Commerce. She tells us more about that. She just has a very interesting life. They travel a lot, her and her family. But anyway, I think you'll really enjoy this one. So join me as we get to know Steph.
Hello.
Hey, love.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
I miss you.
I miss you too. When you said, ask if I could do this, I was really thinking you were going to be in town.
Well, it would be more even fun if I was in town and we could do it in person together. Maybe next time. And then we can actually share wine in person together.
Right. Yeah, because now I'm drinking alone.
I know, I am too, but we're kind of together. So That counts, right?
Yes.
What kind of wine are you having?
What's
your wine of choice? I don't even know.
Let's see. I have a wine cooler downstairs, so.
Oh, look at you all fancy.
No, it's not. It's probably Behringer. Let's see.
No, but you have a wine cooler.
2021 rosé wine from Oregon. Yeah, that's really fancy.
Well, I don't know. You could tell me that's fancy. I'd be like, oh, good job, Steph.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's like elite.
Well, I'm recently into Sauvignon Blanc.
That's kind of dry for me.
Yeah, I'm a dry. I'm a dry girl.
I'm getting a little drier, but it was pretty sweet there for a while.
You know, I tried to make myself like red wine because it's supposed to be better for me, for you, but I just can't. I mean, it's all right, but I prefer white.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Red wine. The only red wine that I actually like is, well, first of all, I like the purple wine, the one they serve in church as communion.
That's good stuff. Oh, have you ever asked what kind of wine they get so you can buy it?
Concord grape.
Oh.
Oh, my God. And then Aldi sells a like sweet red winking owl. It's about $3 a bottle and it is so good.
Are they really? Does yes. It give you a headache though?
I'm sure it does.
Yeah. I told you the story. This is like a confession that I don't think I've ever told on my podcast, but about in high school when I was friends with, well, you remember, I don't know if I should use names. I'm scared. But it's rough. That's been so many years ago, it probably doesn't matter anymore, but you remember the Kasalkis, right?
Oh, yes.
And mm-hmm. I hung out with Dory when I was in high school a lot, and we could not find anyone to buy us beer. And at all. And so we may have taken a bottle or two of church wine.
Well,
so
did I also disclose for you then that Dory was the pastor's daughter?
Oh man, that's so terrible. Mm-hmm. I just confess that. Someone's gonna come and arrest me now. I'm sure that's illegal.
It's over.
Well, thank you for agreeing to do this because I have there was my computer. My first interviews that I had no trouble at all finding people to do them with me, but lately it's been more difficult. So I don't know why. I don't know. But you said yes right away. So I'm so happy.
I did. And you told me to go listen to others. And I thought, no, I'm not going to do that because then I'm going to like their answers better than mine.
Oh,
or
that's
I might
a good
steal
point.
Their answers.
Or you might copy and not really mean to, but be like, oh, I like that answer.
Right. So I thought, no, I'm going to listen to it later afterwards and then see how badly I compared.
No, it's impossible. It's just about you. So you can't, it's impossible. You will not, it will be great.
Okay.
And that's a very good point. So good job.
Thanks.
All right. Well, you want to start? Are you ready?
Sure. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So, first tell me about yourself. I just have called you Steph, but we know you're Steph. You don't have mm-hmm. to go deeper than that, but if you're willing to share your age, where you're from, where you live now, about your family and what you do for a living.
Okay. Well, my name is Stephanie Miller and I am 49. I live.
Ooh, you're going to enter the 50s next year.
Yeah, we can also talk about menopause if you want, considering that's what I just got saddled with like a week or two ago.
Really?
Here's some medications for that.
Oh, I have not hit it. Well, anyway, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about the next podcast.
It's very sad. Yeah. Well. So anyway.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Good for
so
you.
I live in Altenburg. I'm kind of from this area. What do I do? I have, I own two real estate, title insurance companies and have for about 24 years.
Golly, it's been that long, huh?
It has. It has been a long time.
Wow.
So I can actually say half of my life.
Wow. And has anything changed with that? I mean, we haven't talked about your job in the past few years since I've moved. Is that all pretty much the same or?
It's a lot slower than it was last year because, you know, as you know, once COVID started, everything just went kind of crazy with a lot of markets, real estate being one of them. So literally in March of 2020, it just kind of went insane, crazy busy because interest rates dropped, you know, down to the 2%. So for about 2.5 years, we were insanely busy. But it's kind of, interest rates are back up to 7 or 8% now. So mm-hmm. It's slowed down quite a bit. So now it would be comparable to kind of how it was in like 2018, 2019. So still good. I mean, really good. I mean, people, you still like live, you still grow up, you still get married and buy a house and you still need to downsize and you still need to build. And that stuff doesn't change. It just doesn't. People buy smaller houses, build smaller houses, you know, stuff, do less.
True. And you said you're from Altenburg. So to further, I will be doing an introduction on you just on my own. So that will be before the interview here. I'll record that later. But just to reiterate, Altenburg, Missouri, and that's how
yes,
I know
I'm sorry.
You is because we are friends from when I was in Missouri.
Yes, you lived right down the road from me.
I did. Not even a mile.
No.
Oh, I kind of
now
missed...
you're so like 10 hours away.
I know. You have to come visit me, Steph.
I want to. It'll be on my list of places that I must go.
Yeah, good. Okay. Yeah, perfect. That's on your bucket list.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, boy, Crandon, Wisconsin on your bucket list. Woohoo.
That's right there.
Nice. Okay, so I want to know what did you do right out of college? So how did you get into this buying title companies? What did you do prior to that?
So when I was in college, I've always wanted to travel. And so my degree was in hotel and hospitality management because I was getting out of Altenburg.
That worked.
And then I met a farmer named Jeff.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
so
yeah.
cute. And actually, you went to graduate and went to high school with him.
That's right. That's exactly right. I was from kindergarten on. I've known Jeff probably longer than you have.
Yeah, probably so. So he pretty much, we started dating and I got my degree and he said, I have already been in the military. I've already lived in Korea and I'm coming back and I'm living in Altenburg. And I was like, okay.
All right.
There are no hotels in Altenburg.
No, that is true.
So then I was like, well, okay. I had worked at a hotel in the hotel industry already for 5 years, all through through college. And still was, actually, once we got married 25 years ago this year. Mm. And same as you guys.
Yeah.
And then quickly realized after we had Laura that hotels, which I did know this obviously, but they don't ever close. So if you're managing one, you're working holidays, weekends, midnights. Mm. It doesn't stop.
Yeah.
So we changed out of that. And then I went into banking for a bit, and banking at like a larger bank led to working for a mortgage company. Which led to working for a title company. And after working at a title company for a couple of years, I worked at a title company that was also owned by a law firm. And, you know, you just kind of get, you're in the same circle of people a lot when you're in mm-hmm. banking, title, real estate, all that stuff. So I was kind of had a lot of the same circle of peers. And one of my peers who was in real estate was really interested in me coming to, you know, kind of open a title company with them. And I was extremely happy with the law firm title company that I already was with. So instead of doing that, he bought out that title company and then said, okay, so then now you're forced to actually do this anyway and work with me unless you want to quit your job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I knew
kind
that story.
Stucky, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, okay.
Uh-huh.
So him and his wife owned the title company for a couple of months. And then after that, I said, you know what? I don't want to do this. I actually want to own my own title company. So I will buy in with you. And that's all that happened 16 years ago. So I did title insurance, whatever that was, 7 or 8 years leading up to that. So Jeff and I co-owned a title company with another person. And then there's also in our area, which there is all over the country, but low-income housing, senior housing projects that the government funds. And the only way you can get those jobs is if you are like a woman-owned or minority-owned, veteran-owned type of business, which is why then I also have Midwest Land Title, and along with the United one, the other one that I have, and that's kind of how that all came about.
Well,
the same stuff.
Awesome. You sound like such a boss babe whenever you talk about that. It's like such an impressive resume.
Oh, thanks.
And I know you.
I know you know me.
And
I don't.
And I'm also going to toot your horn because you just recently got Woman of the Year, right?
Yeah, I did.
From the Chamber of Commerce
for
Jackson.
Yeah, I did. I sure did in January. Yeah,
good
that
for
was
you.
A shock.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Does someone nominate you? How does that come about?
So, you know, Jackson and Cape are not that. They're bigger than Crandon, but they're not.
Yes, they are. Which they have Target. I don't.
You know, they're under 100,000 people. But being a business owner, you also have to be involved in your local chamber and stuff like that. So I was actually on the Jackson Chamber Board for 10 or 11 years. And United Title, the title company, sponsors a lot of things around town, you know, like the women's networking group and just a myriad of things to kind of, you know, help sponsor and then also get our name out there. And it was, it's a group called WIN, Women's Networking Group. And that board is the one that nominated me.
Nice.
Yes. And it was a complete shock. Like everyone else at the chamber banquet knows that they're going to be receiving this award, you know, like whether it's small business of the year, large business, industry, ambassador, you know, whatever. And then the very last one is the woman of the year. And that's a surprise.
So you actually didn't know till that night when they said your name?
Girl, I didn't know halfway through and they were telling me about myself.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. Yes, I thought you knew when you went there knowing.
No, I had no idea. Jeff knew, Laura knew, and Seth knew. And actually they were there. They were hiding in the back. And so whenever they started talking about me, then they kind of just walked up and sat next to me.
That gave me goosebumps just then.
It's giving me them right now.
Oh, that's so cool. Golly, did you cry?
I was a little bit, but I was just kind of more shocked.
So I mean, you have to go up and like make a speech?
I did. And Natalie,
how the hell are you supposed stuff. To do that?
I said the dumbest stuff. There was like over 500 people at this banquet.
Oh,
and so they called my name. I walked up there and, you know, they kind of say not who it is, but all this stuff about you. So they were saying, you know, she's, you know, been a part of the chamber. She sponsors the WIN network. She's in VNI, all this stuff. And she has three kids and they do a condo rental in Florida. And at that point I was like, wait a minute.
That sounds a lot like me.
I know. I'm like, that's me. Oh, and then they're like, so, you know, they raise cattle for their cattle company. And she has bees. She's a beekeeper. And I was like, holy crap, that's actually me. And so at the end, whenever I was like, thank you. I just said, oh, by the way, we won't have any honey until this summer, but we do have beef quarters for sale. How stupid.
That's funny. And then everybody laughed.
They did, Natalie. See? They did.
But that sounds very witty. I think that's funny. That's
hilarious. I sat down and I'm like, oh my God, I'm sweating. How dumb.
Oh, I'm sure it was perfect. I'd love to hear the whole thing sometime. I'm sure someone recorded it. Did they not?
I can send it to you.
Yeah, you should. Okay, well, I'm going to move us along because we're 15 minutes in and we've only covered one question so far.
Oh my, sorry, okay, that's my fault.
Okay, so now next I want to know what life experience or person has helped shape you the most into the person you are today and how?
That is a seriously deep question.
Yeah.
I do not think there is one person, and I don't think one person can make one person change dramatically. Mm-hmm. I think it's who you have around you.
Mm-hmm.
Who you work with, your family, your community. I feel like the older I get, the more I less worry about what my peers think and the more I worry about what my kids think.
Hmm.
So I want to be a person that they want to look up to. So I think that your close-knit family people are the ones who shape who you are.
I like that.
I really think that people are more than one person. You know, like when you're home, you're with your family, you're one person. When I'm at work, I could be a totally different person than I am at home. And when I'm on vacation, you know, you're always a little bit of a different person.
Yeah, that's so true.
So, you know, you have to take things from a bunch of different people to make you help you decide how and who you want to be.
That's a very good point. And I also think in the same respect that you are different people to other people as well.
For sure.
You know, I mean, like, obviously you're a daughter, you're a wife, but I mean, even in general, like even if you lined up five friends, you could be like, well, to this friend, I am a confidant. To this friend, I'm just someone to go have drinks with. To this friend, can be sillier with, or you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
So you kind of take on a different persona sometimes, and you know, and also, as everybody says, you're around good, positive people, that makes you a good, positive person. You're around negative people, turns you into a negative person.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, some of my friends are negative and I like that.
Are you referring to me?
Not at all. Okay. I'm pretty sure we were bashing people texting earlier this week, but.
But besides the point.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I mean, you know, everybody's got to be negative a little bit sometimes. Good.
Oh,
Lord.
For sure. That makes you, that just keeps you real.
God, you're human, right?
Right. Oh, you can't be so positive all the time. That's not right.
No, it's not right. And it makes me uncomfortable when people are positive all the time.
That's right. And that turns you into a different person. Very uncomfortable.
You're not human then. That's just weird. Okay. Very good answer. What three things would you bring with you if you were on a deserted island and knew you're going to a deserted island? Just three. And okay, it can include like food and water, because we're going to just assume those things are going to be provided for you. So things.
Yeah. My first answer was, well, water, because you can't drink salt water.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not water.
You know,
I want to hear the creative things.
Okay. Well, my husband, that's not creative. But he probably want to come along and I probably would need him there.
Oh yeah.
I need shampoo.
Yeah. Good.
I wash. I'm one of those people that washes my hair every day.
Do you?
Well, because it's not like yours. Mine is fine and thin and you know, by the evening. Ugh. So, you know, there's no way I could go days, you know, without washing my hair. And I also, unless I just like have ever can afford just like fully have full body wax, I have to have a razor.
Oh, good.
I don't care that I'm going to be on the island with only one other person. I'm still shaving my legs.
I was listening to a podcast recently where this topic was being talked about between two women and shaving and how like women are so different on that matter about like, how often do you shave your legs? Let's say
every day.
Do you? I shave mine once a week on Thursday.
I can't handle that.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
My daughter does the same thing. She's like, oh, I wash my hair twice a week and shave. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And she's like, no, I feel like if you take a shower and you're doing all those things, it's a special day. I'm like, no, every day is a special day to me then.
So do you shave your entire leg or just like the bottom? You know, because some people don't even Okay. But now my underarms I shave every day. Shave under. But on Thursdays. I'm so ritualistic.
I can see that with you totally. Yeah. See that.
Okay, so a razor, toothpaste, and Jeff.
And shampoo.
And now you didn't say toothpaste. A razor.
No, but that's a good one too, because I don't like, you know, fuzzy teeth.
Yeah, I know. I think I definitely would have. Well, if you had to choose between shampoo and toothpaste, which one would you choose?
Shampoo. And then I'd wash my teeth with it.
Oh, that's kind of brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so smart.
I'll try it tomorrow.
All right. Okay. So the next question is, what is something that you have an unpopular opinion about? And so I say non-political, and I always give everybody an example of what I mean by this. So my unpopular opinion is that I don't like Starbucks. And I feel like I'm the only person on earth that doesn't like Starbucks, but that's my unpopular opinion. So do you have something that you have an unpopular opinion about?
Working remotely.
Oh, you don't like it?
No. Actually, I really don't. Because people are like, I can get so much more done when I work at home. Oh, bull crap. You can get so much more home stuff done when you work from home.
Yeah.
But so, yeah. Because since I own a business and run a business, we do have a couple of people that work from home. But during COVID, we all did it. I tried it. You do get stuff done as you're doing your laundry and your dishes and your stuff. So yeah, I'm being very efficient for myself, not for my business. So, you know, every time I talk to somebody and they're like, I just want to work from home. I'm like, oh, great.
That's a good one. That's a good one though, because I do think that is an unpopular opinion, but I think that people I don't know. That's hard because I think people, cause I did work at home for when we first moved up here for like just about 2 years, and I loved it at first, and then I once I started working at Tim's office, I liked it better. I mean, I think being around people too.
You miss the interaction.
Yes.
Of people, and you miss, you know, well, in my business, if you can't do real estate closings from your house, you actually have to be with the buyer and the seller signing the documents that get notarized and recorded. You just sure. have to be, you can e-file things now, but you can RON electronic notarized stuff, but we do not do that. The RON part, but anyway, and plus if you're working if you're working on a file, it's so much easier to talk to the person in the office next to you or just to bounce questions off of them.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to emailing or texting or calling and just be like, hey, can you look at this with me?
Yes.
So it's better in my line of work to actually be in the office, to be actually working with other people. Plus, you know, you kind of have to be as far as, you know, dealing with real estate agents and actual closings and stuff. So
I don't want to deviate too much, but I am curious, what did you do during like the midst of COVID? I mean, I guess homes weren't even being bought then, huh?
They were being bought by the thousands.
Really?
Because that's when the interest rate was like 2 to 3%.
That's true. So how did you do closings when you couldn't meet in person?
Oh my gosh. We had to put up like plastic walls.
Oh, so you still did it in person. You just had to like make accommodations.
Yeah, you would just schedule one thing at a time. And we took we have like 20 employees. So we split it and made, you know, 10 people were at home, 10 people were at the office. So there was less interaction of people.
Okay.
And then instead of doing, you know, 2 and 3 closings at a time, we did one.
Wow.
We bring the buyer and the buyer's agent in, and then they would leave. And then you do the seller and the seller's agent in, and they would leave. And then you would completely wipe down the whole closing room, throw away the pens, everything, God. And then start all over.
That's crazy. Wow.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Isn't that, when you think about that now, isn't that crazy? Like just that we went through that.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like it was a different like life or like the Twilight Zone or something that
totally was. It totally was. And it was terrible because some businesses basically just went down the tubes, shut their doors because they were getting nothing. And then you felt bad if you were a thriving business.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it was just insane. And you had to try really hard to make sure that your workers didn't get sick. Because, you know, in the real estate industry, if you got sick, you were out for 10 days.
Sure.
It was nuts.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is your biggest pet peeve? Be honest.
People who think they're busy and they're not.
Explain that further.
What do you mean? I'm sure you meet so many people who are like, I'm so busy. I'm just so busy. I have this to do and this to do and this to do and this to do. And then you think, you're not actually busy. You think you're busy.
That was so funny. Because you are, I feel like you're the busiest person on earth. Especially,
I know,
like,
I am.
Well, really? I mean, well, that's why you got Woman of the Year. But I mean, especially when you had all your kids home.
Like right. I'm not saying I'm super busy anymore because I had 3 kids, you know, and they were all in different ages and stuff like that. And they were going, they all played sports. They all did this. And, you know, with the 2 title companies and the farm and the bees and all that stuff, I am busy on the regular.
Sometime. Well, for sure.
But and it's when gotten I saw, way better, you know,
when I saw that you did bees, I was like, when in the hell does she have time to freaking do bees? Like, I was like, are you insane, girly?
Well,
is it take just, time?
It now that we kind of all have it set up and going, then it's not that bad. Like just this past weekend, Jeff and I went down. We have 7 hives now, which is not like, it's not a booming business or anything. We don't have like a storefront or anything, but we do bottle it and sell it and stuff.
Good. And again, I don't want to deviate too far because this isn't like an official question, but I think it's interesting because I don't think I've ever asked you how did you get into that? Or who, was it your idea? Was it Jeff's idea?
Okay. So long story short,
okay.
In 2020, at the beginning of COVID, when Laura was, she was brought back from Arkansas State. She's in college down there. She was like, I really wanted to do something the summer before my senior year. And, you know, as all college kids do. And we couldn't do anything, you know, so everything that she applied for, she couldn't do. And so I have a friend in Cape, whom I think, you know, probably Cindy Buckeye. Her sister, Anita, lives in Savannah, Georgia. And I was telling Cindy that, oh God, Laura just can't stand to be at home. She just can't, she really wants to be doing something. And in the midst of COVID, can't do anything. Well, she asked her sister out there, and her sister, Anita, had said, actually, we just moved into a different house, and it has like a living space in the garage that we were going to rent out this summer. So she said, do you think that Laura would want to move to Savannah? And I said, Laura, you want to move to the Savannah? And she said, yes. When can I go?
I remember that.
Like literally 5 days later, she was packing her car and driving to Savannah, Georgia, and staying there for the summer. So a month later or so, we went out to visit her, and she took us downtown to the Savannah Bee Company. And as we were walking around, Jeff says, you know, I've always wanted to have bees. I've never known this in my life.
Wow.
So I was like, really? Yeah. And
are you just making this up?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, they were back on the ridge whenever, you know, grandma and grandpa lived back there. They had bees back there, and not his family, but the neighbor people did. And he said it would really be good for, you know, like the orchard, because we have apple trees and peach trees. And he said it would be good for our little orchard and for the farm and stuff. So I was like, okay, sure. And then that's how it started.
Okay. I didn't know that. How interesting.
Oh, yeah, we're on year three.
So did you start, like, you say you have 7 hives now. What did you start with? Just like one?
We started with two.
Okay.
And then we went to 4 or 5 we ended with last year. We lost 2 hives, one because I think they starved through the winter and the other one flew away.
Oh.
Because you can't control them. And then just this past couple of weeks, we got 2 more hives set up. So now we have 7.
Wow. Good for you. I'm impressed.
It hurts when they sting, though.
Oh, God. I can't imagine. It's a good thing you're not allergic, or are you?
Right. No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
That would really suck.
Yeah, that would really suck. Okay, next question. If you could have coffee or glass of wine, whichever, with anyone in the world, famous, not famous, anyone in the world, who would it be?
Jesus's mother.
Aw. That's a good one. What would you ask her? I know that's not a question, but I'm asking.
You know, being that Easter was just a couple of weeks ago, on Good Friday, every year we watch The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, we do too.
And, you know, having my own 3 kids, you know, and you have all your kids and you watch them grow up. How did you do that?
Yeah, so true. I felt like they portrayed her very well.
I did too. And I really loved the flashbacks. And because, you know, he grew up, he was a baby, was a toddler. He was and did you know, you knew the whole time he was important in one way or another.
Right.
You know, so
that's
how did you do that?
Yeah, that's a really good one. I like that a lot.
Thanks.
Okay. Now I would like you to just in your own words, tell me about your relationship with social media, such as like, what is your preferred social media platform? Are you like really engaged? Do you check it hourly? Do you check it daily? How much time? Like what your personal pros and cons are? You think of social media and then like society? I know this is really super broad, but just like, give me your feelings about social media, especially being a person like me who grew up without it and then came to know it, unlike our kids who've always known social media. You and I haven't. So tell me about your relationship with social media.
I like it and I hate it, which is probably what a lot of our age says.
Yep.
Because you can get, like, I only use Facebook and Instagram. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a tweeter, nothing. I don't do Snapchat. I don't do
TikTok.
No, none of it.
Yep.
I don't do any of that stuff. I do Facebook and put out some stuff on there, my personal self. But then we also have a Facebook page for the cattle stuff, and we have a Facebook page for the title company. So I'm on it that way, you know, so I can, because Facebook is still really huge with our industry. So sure. If you're not posting stuff or thank you for your, you know, closing today, literally before we got on the phone, I was going through and saying, thank you for your closing today. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You really? Know, just so, yeah. And I'm not that good at it. It's just sort of hit and miss. I do not look through Facebook during the day at work unless, and this is so pathetic, but I'm sure this is how everyone is, unless you make a post and you want to go back and see if anybody liked it.
Oh, God bless you for admitting that, because a lot of people are like, oh, I don't care. I posted. I don't care how many likes I got.
I'm oh,
like,
that's a lie.
That's bullshit. I know.
That is such a lie.
I think it's a lie as well.
Yes. And so I'm like, oh, well, I only got 39 likes. I must not have done that at a very good time of the day.
Yeah.
Then I have to ask my kids, when's a good time? They're like, nighttime, mom, not in the middle of the day. Post stuff at nighttime. Or, you know, whatever. I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
So, and I'm really not a huge Facebook scroller though. Mm-hmm. I only give it like so many minutes. But you know, for as far as the title company and stuff, I'll go and see if we're tagged in anything. And then I'll go back and purposefully look at those and respond to those. Insta, I'm not real huge on that as far as, I have a bunch of followers and people follow me. So it doesn't take me very long to scroll through that. And the reason I did Instagram in the first place was because my girls were on it, and that was the only way I could find out stuff they were doing.
Right.
But now they're older, and I don't care. They don't care. And some of the stuff I see them post, I don't need to see that anyway. And I wish right. I didn't know. But yeah. So as far as social media stuff goes, like that, that's all I do. Okay. I do love podcasts though. And you know, when yes. you said download your podcast, girl, I already had that downloaded.
Oh, thanks.
Of course.
All right.
Thank I don't you. Actually listen to all of them because I don't watch reality shows.
I know you don't. And I get that. I get that. My niche is very small when it comes to that. But that's why I started doing these interviews, because it was possibly.
Well, I've listened to the ones with Allie and with your mom and Abby and all those. I've listened yeah. to those.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I like that type of stuff on your phone, like listening to podcasts and audiobooks and stuff. I don't know if that falls in the same category or not.
No, we'll make it. It sure does. It's social and it's media. So
yeah, there right? you go.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. So now I would like to know if you have any streaming recommendations, because everyone is always comparing like, oh, have you seen this on Netflix or did you see that on Hulu or what, you know, whatever. Do you have like, I don't know, whatever, top three or any recommendations at all?
So I don't even watch any local TV stuff anymore, but I think that a lot is with COVID. Then all those TV things kind of went away.
Yeah.
So then you started watching Netflix and all that stuff more. What I just got done watching was called The Night Agent. It's only 10 episodes. I think it might even be a top 10 right now. It only has 10 episodes. Super good.
Is anybody in it that we would know?
No.
No. Okay. Okay.
No. But I don't even really start watching TV until maybe around 8 or 8:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
But we have watched three in a row, which is big for me because I also have to be in bed by 10:15.
Okay. So 10:15, huh?
At the latest.
Okay. Does Jeff watch it with you?
He does.
Okay.
And Seth does too. And so, it's hard to, so Seth is our 16-year-old. He still lives at home with us. And so the very few amount of times, because he plays multiple sports at one time, which actually he's still at track right now, be it even dark. And then he comes home, he takes a shower, he eats, and he does his homework. So he's starting his homework by the time we go to bed at 10:15.
Oh, wow.
But on the rare nights that he actually does not have any of those things, I try to watch stuff that he likes to watch.
Sure.
As well. So he really liked The Night Agent. So that is good for teenagers and adults.
Okay.
You're not going to be surprised when I say Yellowstone. I cannot wait for that to come back on again.
I have a comment about that when you're done.
Okay. Other than the fact that you've driven by there and I know that you have.
No, yes, you know, not that. It's a different okay. comment.
I am watching The Crown.
I've heard that's so good. And I just have.
It is good. And the fact that it's also based, I'd say probably at least 90% on true, you know, it's true stuff.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. The first episode or two, I was like, okay, this might kind of drag on because I really liked Downton Abbey.
Okay. See, I never watched that either.
That was very good too. Even Jeff watched that. So he's watching The Crown with me. We loved Ozark, but I think everybody loves Ozark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also liked The Queen of the South.
Oh, I don't know that one either.
So if you look at the stuff that I'm mentioning to you, yeah, most of it is like drugs and
everything is. Tim and I just got done watching Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. Seth was watching that, too. And I was like, this show is terrible.
It is terrible. It's all about meth making. And
he showed me how to shoot up. I was like, kid, stop.
Oh, it's such good information on that Netflix. It's so good, though. It is such a good, I mean, it's so old, but it's good. And then they had a spinoff called Better Call Saul. And we're watching that now.
Well, that's the top 10 right now, too. I just saw that on there.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, on both of those have like, it's about, yeah, the drug cartels and everything. So
yeah, cartels. You know, and yeah, because we did watch Narcos for a while. And then finally Seth was like, okay, something is wrong with you guys because all you're watching.
Are you secretly part of the drug cartel?
Hey, that's my new business. I'm learning.
We are only using the title company as a front.
That's right. We got to find us some mules. And...
right. No, but Yellowstone, and maybe you've heard this already too, but so when it comes back and it's the second half of the fifth season or whatever they're going to call it, that's going to be done. It's going to be done then because apparently Taylor Sheridan, the creator of it, you know, and Kevin Costner are not getting along very well at all. And I heard it was more because of Taylor Sheridan is getting a huge ego because he's getting more and more shows popular and blah, 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 blah. And Kevin Costner has now started another series. It's some kind of a Western-based series as well that he's producing himself.
And it's not the, like, 1814 or 1920?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Yellowstone. And he apparently, this is what I read, is that he even told Taylor, look, you know, like, I want to start this series, so, like, can if you want to shoot this last part of the season, I need to like do it by then. And he's like, sure. And then never did it. So they've not even filmed it yet. It's not even been filmed
I thought it was supposed to come out in June.
That's what they said, but it's not even been filmed yet.
Yeah.
Because apparently they can't get along. So it's hard to say when the hell that's going to come out.
Oh, that's so bummer.
I know.
Okay. So don't tell anybody, but if Jeff wasn't my husband, Kevin Costner would be.
I won't tell anyone, I swear. Yeah.
He has been my second love my whole life.
Forever?
Yes.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I don't care if he's 90.
You shouldn't care. You know, age doesn't matter.
No.
And I bet you totally would have a chance. I mean, if something happens to Jeff soon.
I'm sure.
Okay. Next question. Do you have any beauty or life hacks that you would like to share?
Not really.
No.
I'm not a product type of person or anything.
Okay.
Literally at night, I have one of those makeup erasers.
Yeah.
And I scrub my face with just water with the makeup eraser. And then I just lotion.
What kind of lotion?
Well, my body, I put just like Vaseline, you know, like that brand.
Yes.
Body lotion, Vaseline stuff. And on my face, lately for a while now, I've been using Labrie.
I don't know that.
Yeah. It's some kind of special, you know, chain thing. You can't get it at Walmart or something. I have a friend that sells it. It's aloe vera based.
Oh, okay.
I like that a lot. But other than that, I don't know.
So you're not a real like specific product girl then?
No. For a long time I used Clinique.
Yeah. What about makeup? Are you committed to any certain type of makeup? And that's my next question really too. If you could only like, what are your two basic core have to have on makeup items?
Eyeliner.
Okay.
and tinted moisturizer.
Oh, and what brand do you use of each of those? Hello?
What the heck? Because I live in the freaking boonies.
I was like, so do you use any particular brands of those those two makeup items? And then I was silent. And I was like,
and then
hello.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm out.
Hello. That's so, right. It happens every once in a while. Continue. Okay. Do you use any particular tinted moisturizer and eyeliner?
No eyeliner, no. As long as it's just like that dark brown color.
It doesn't. And do you use a pencil or the liquid?
The liquid pen, but not the one that makes the like cat eye looking things. I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
Just the gel stuff, you know, whatever that is. That twist up so I don't have to sharpen it.
Okay.
Yeah. And foundation wise, I really don't wear liquid foundation. I wear Bare Minerals. The powder, I bet I've wore that probably 15, 16, 17 years.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Me too.
And if I'm not wearing it, because I will wear, you know how all these little, what are they called? Businesses that have popped up everywhere that, you know, do the little Botox and stuff right now.
What do you mean? Like do Botox?
Yeah.
Like,
in our area, there's just like different companies that you can go into and they do like the razor blade.
Oh, like microblading and stuff like that.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So there's one of them in town that sells this daily tinted shield. I'm reading it actually. Facial sunscreen. I don't even know how to say it. Epionce. Epionce?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So I like it.
Oh, cool. So I just bought it by like chance and.
Well, they were actually a sponsor at one of the women's network luncheon things. Oh. And they have a booth set up there and she was like, tried it. So I tried it. And I was like, I really like this. It's not foundation. I mean, it's tinted sunblock. Okay. So I mean, it kind of is like foundation. But it's like also 50 SPF at the same time.
Oh, nice.
So once you get used to the little bit of heaviness of it, then, you know, I'll wear that sometimes, you know, if I know I'll be outside a lot.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean, I usually wear that. And then I eyeliner and just kind of like the neutral nude color, eyeshadow. That's pretty much it.
Well, good. Because you're just naturally beautiful.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh,
gosh. Yeah, you are. Okay.
Thanks.
So what is your, I always like to ask this question, not because I want to point out like people's insecurities, but I always like to make it a point that like that all women know that we all have insecurities so that we don't have to feel like alone, you know, in that. So I want to know what your like worst body insecurity is, and then but then a body part or your favorite part about your body.
So they're both very simple.
Okay.
My thighs / upper legs, horrible. I hate them. I have for years. They just continually only grow cellulite no matter what I do. Squats. They say that's the answer. It's not. They're terrible. Oh, so, okay. Hate that. But keep in mind, too, I'm only like 5'3". So it's not like I have a whole lot of vertical working for me.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
And then what's your favorite body
and
part?
And miraculously thin like you are.
Oh, whatever.
But I do like my back.
Your back. Oh, that's a good one.
Yep. And most of the time I can't see it. So I'm sure it's good.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny shit. Okay. All right. So then what is your worst social insecurity? And then what do you think like a social strength is that you have?
Okay. So funny thing, they go hand in hand, actually.
Okay.
I actually hate walking into public places alone.
Oh.
I don't like going anywhere really by myself.
Fair.
You know, like at Top Gun where he has a wingman. I just always feel like you should have somebody that goes with you. I just want a wingman.
Good point.
Because you hate walking into a big crowd of people. I mean, if it's something that you do regularly, like once a month, I'll go to like business breakfast or something. I know people are going to be there that I know.
Yeah.
So you're going to find somebody to go up to. But I'm honestly, it seems ridiculous to say, but I'm more of an introvert than an extrovert. But my whole business for the last 15 years is, and you don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to be an extrovert even when you don't want to be.
Yeah.
So that is my social strength, is I feel like you fake it till you make it.
Sure.
I'm still faking.
Well, you must be doing a good job at it.
Strange, but
I like those. Sure. And I agree that I think that, I mean, I wouldn't also would, when you say you're an introvert, I mean, I can see what you mean by that, but like you do then fake very well being an extrovert, because I feel like you're a very social person and can talk to everybody easily and all of that. So
yeah, just know that mostly I don't want to.
Okay. Yes. I mean, actually same. So, okay. So next question is, excuse me. Mental health is like this big, more widely talked about now, which I think is a good thing. Mm-hmm. How, like, and I say how important, I mean, I think it's very important to everybody, but like, how important is your mental health to you? Like, what are things that you do to take care of your mental health? Do you have any like particular, I mean, you don't have to tell me like massive struggles that you have, but any maybe like relatable struggles or challenges that you have regarding your mental health, and like, how do you like make time for yourself and your mental health?
For the longest time, I really thought that was such a bogus thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's within you to do it. Just do it.
Right.
But that's not actually true. Mm-hmm. And I do have like close family members that deal a lot with anxiety, and as the primary one, which I feel like I don't know if it's because of menopause or what, because when I was like, something is wrong with me. I can't sleep. I'm sweating. I feel anxious about everything all the time. Everything makes me stressed out. I feel like I just forget everything all the time. And that actually, the menopause part is a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But how I'm trying to combat that is to just realize I need to slow down. Mm-hmm. And I just like little things in the morning when I get up. I'm just going to sit on the couch and I'm going to drink this first cup of coffee. And I'm going to make it exactly the way I want, which is milk and sweetener and whipped cream on top with cinnamon and sugar.
Wow. Amazing.
And it is 15 minutes of so good.
Aw, that's such a good way. I like that. I like that, that you do that.
So that is going to help me start my day. And then if I'm off, like two years ago, we bought a hot tub, and I will sit. I really like sitting outside with my coffee in it, and as the sun's coming up.
Oh, wait, where did you put it? Not that anyone else listening cares, but I'm curious. Where did you put it?
On the pool deck in the back.
Oh, perfect.
So yeah, except for when it's really cold outside, you actually have to run outside.
Yeah,
in the cold.
Okay, no, I don't want to hear that, because we have to, when you run out in the cold in Wisconsin, go in your hot tub, then you know what running out in the cold
you're
is.
You're right. You win. You totally win.
Bam.
For sure. But, and I have also, I listened to a devotional podcast called Big Life.
Okay.
And it's really good. And it's
What's it called again?
Big Life.
Big Life. Okay.
With Pamela Krim.
Okay.
And she's from the South. And she's like, well, she's actually from Ava, Missouri, to be honest. But she sounds very Southern. And it's just, you know, 15, 18 minutes, Monday through Friday. And usually I'm a day behind. So then I'll watch them or listen to them. But I listen to them in the car on the way to work every day.
And they're only 15 to 18 minutes.
Yeah. It's basically
that's nice.
One topic. And so I kind of, that kind of stuff, because I've tried doing, you know, like stretching and yoga, and, you know, I'm not good at that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, that's why we each have to find our individual thing that helps us.
Yeah. I love the idea of, and I was sitting down and reading, and I do that, but it's just, I just need something quick that I do for myself. And,
you know,
like the one round in the hot tub is 15 minutes. Sitting down drinking a cup of coffee is 15 minutes.
And it's so true. People don't need to have, like, set aside a whole day. You know, it's great if you want to do that every once in a while, but it's those little things, I think. And I think it, part of that is, like, when you make it a part of your routine and you enjoy it, then you, like, look forward to that. And I think that that's part of it, is just the looking forward to it. Because it's, yes, like you have something to look forward to every day, even though, right, it seems like so little and tiny, it still is.
Because who, one, has time to spend a whole afternoon going to get a massage and then taking a walk and then taking a nap? And, you know, maybe you do that, like, what, once, twice a year?
Right.
You know, that's what I asked Jeff for Christmas. I'm like, get me a gift card to Belladonna.
Mm-hmm.
And he does. And then every couple of months, I'll be like, okay, this afternoon, I'm going to go. And I'm gonna take a walk and I'm gonna take a nap.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you can't, that's not a part of your regular routine.
Yeah, you can't do that every day. I wish I could do that every day, but
oh,
you can't,
I know,
do that every day.
Then it wouldn't be exciting. You would just be lazy, and then complain about those people who are busy that are not busy.
Exactly. All right. Perfect. Thank you very much. I like that answer a lot. Right. Okay. So we also, you kind of just touched on it. Do you read? And if so, do you have, like, any top or recent favorite books that you would recommend?
I do read. I love the idea of reading more than I actually give it time.
Yeah, I hear you.
I think that's fantastic. But the thing is, if you don't start watching TV until 8 o'clock at night, and you also want to read at night, you're running out of time.
And I don't know about you, but honestly, if it comes down to TV or read, I will watch TV. I really will.
I know, me too. Yeah. Unless I really like this book. So yeah. I do like Ellen Hildebrand. I think that's her name.
Okay.
She lives on Nantucket, and everything she writes about is Nantucket. I like beach reads. I just want something simple that if I realize I just read over three pages and forgot what I read,
yeah,
it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that, you mean, are those like light, like kind of like rom-commy type,
yeah,
books? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not a deep reader.
Just
because I liked the idea of it, I bought The Scarlet Letter.
Yeah,
I read four pages and I was like, wow, this is hard.
Reading should not be hard.
No, you shouldn't have to sound out the letters like you're in fourth grade.
You shouldn't have to look it up in the dictionary to know what the hell it
means. So I was like, well, that was a wasted $13.99.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But and I listen to audiobooks a lot.
Okay.
I
know a lot of people that do that as well. And
yes,
that's how they get their reading in, which is really kind of a good idea. I still have too many podcasts that I want to listen to. And that's how I occupy. You know, I don't listen to music anymore at all.
I don't hardly either.
Isn't that weird? It's crazy. No. And if I do, it's my playlist on my phone, which is all 80s
the
and 90s.
80s rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. I'm like, okay, I'm done listening to this book and I haven't downloaded another one. So let's just listen to Sweet Child of Mine and Poison.
Speaking of that, I have to, and I know what you're going to know is the second I say this. So I was like going through my camera roll because I was like, well, I want to post like a picture of us, which I don't have a recent picture of us.
With the lady, yeah, with the bong, yeah, in the back.
Yes, I knew you would know what picture it was. I knew it.
Oh
my
God.
Yes. That is like
you
my
fell
favorite.
Asleep on the way home from that concert.
That,
we did not leave until 1 o'clock in the morning, and I drove, and you were snoring 15 minutes
into
getting on the interstate.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I don't remember that.
Because you were sleeping.
That's why I don't remember. But it's my favorite picture of us ever because
it's an awful picture.
The background. It's amazing. I love it. We do need to take a more recent picture together sometime.
Yes,
so.
That's
anyway.
True.
Okay. What is the absolute favorite place that you have ever traveled to? And I know you've traveled a lot. And then one bucket list place that you would like to travel in the future.
That's actually really very hard. A couple of years ago, the girls and I, through the high school, went to Europe. So we went to Spain, Italy, and France.
Uh-huh.
And that was wonderful. But honestly, the best trip that we've ever taken was to Oregon.
Really?
Because it was so different. I mean, I like mountains. I like beaches. This was mountains / beaches, but it's not beaches like hot beaches like Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Those beaches there are cold.
Right.
But that was the cool part of it, because you could drive on the beach and you could have a fire. I mean, we had a fire pit on the beach and roasted hot dogs and flew kites and things that we don't normally do. And we went, you know, bike riding to look at lighthouses. It was a very unique vacation. And even the weather actually was not that great.
Yeah.
The whole time. But it was just a very memorable trip.
Nice.
So the northern west coast.
Okay.
Was really cool. Last summer we went on a cruise to Alaska, and that we did a helicopter ride onto the glaciers and went dog sledding.
Oh my God.
And that was really a really cool experience.
I would say sounds very cool.
So that is really neat. May 17th, we're leaving to go to Hawaii, and I've never been there.
Oh, you are.
So that's exciting.
Is that
and
your
I know
25th anniversary kind of thing?
Yes and no. But yes, all four of the kids are going with us, and that is around our anniversary.
Okay.
So we will say that, yes, that's for our anniversary, because I'm celebrating this whole year. I know you guys are going to somewhere I'd love to go.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
You should be. And then 2 weeks after we get back, and it just happened to fall this way. I mean, this is not a normal life thing for me at all. But so Seth now has his high school Europe, if you will, trip. And whenever the girls went, he was like, well, when I'm in high school, do I get to go? And I said, well, yeah, I'm all about traveling. You go see and do everything. See and do everything.
Well, girl, let's go do it someday when all our kids are like completely gone out of college. Let's do that together.
Love to.
Okay.
So, yeah, Seth and I are going to Greece.
Oh, cool. Oh, I'm so jealous.
So that's what we're
doing. That's so Saxony's going to Greece then? Like,
they are.
How many are going on this trip?
I think there's 12.
Gosh, oh, I'm so jealous. I really want to go to Greece. So let me know how it is.
So I will.
So when do you leave for that one?
June the 10th.
Okay, because I'm going to be home the first week of June again. So we need to get together.
Okay, yes.
All right.
Because I will be between Hawaii and...
Okay.
I mean, this is ridiculous for me to even say that. I feel so stupid.
That is between my Hawaii trip and my Greece trip.
That is so... just can you knock that out? Believe that part. That's so stupid.
Amazing. Who cares? It did not sound. And if it sounds precocious, who cares? You're not being precocious. You just said it's not like that's your everyday life. So
it's not. It's totally
you're able
not.
You're able to do it. So just be loud and proud.
I guess.
So what about your bucket list? Is there one place that like you have to go to before you die?
No.
No.
I want to go to all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Me too. Let's do that together. How about that?
I want to go. Yeah. Because Jeff does not want to.
Yeah. Neither does Tim.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
Yeah. Seriously. Neither does Tim. He's told me that recently. So, okay. It's set.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Not to rush that along. We'll talk about that in person. How about
that? Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. So do you have pets? What are they? What are their names? And then if you have a dog, I want to hear your dog voice. So like for instance, I always tell everybody, like, whenever it's time for like say Max to it's time for us to take him down to the basement for bedtime, I'll go, Maxie, it's time to go night night. Come on, let's go night night, Maxie.
So, okay.
Even though his name's Max, it's not Maxie, but that's what I call him.
Yes.
So what, tell me about your pets and then let's hear your dog voice.
Okay. So we do have two dogs, a beagle and an Australian shepherd. They're both outdoor because we live on a farm.
Yep.
So, you know, we have the cows, we have chickens, we have entirely too many cats in the stupid barn. And I don't have a dog voice, but we have sheep. So actually,
sheep voice.
I have a sheep voice, because sheep, girls, sheeps, you know, they're sheeps. I don't even know if that's right. You know, they're called ewes.
Okay.
So every time I go outside, cause they're really not that far away from us. They're in the field in front of our house. I look at them, they look at me, and I go, "Hey, you." And then they go, "Bleh." And I'm like, "How you doing?" And then, "Bleh."
Oh my God, that's so amazing.
So we have this girl thing.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
It's every like day. This, I'm like,
yeah, hey. I see. So yeah. So that's also part of your like mental health self-care. You go out and talk to your sheep.
And I converse with animals.
You converse with you're a sheep whisperer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They don't let me touch them yet. I want to just like it. Put my fingers in their fur and they're like, "Yeah, no, we're not that close."
Maybe next year, not now.
Maybe. Oh,
that's funny. Okay. What is your favorite place to shop, both in real life and then online?
Okay. So online, I like Amazon.
Everybody, so many people have said that.
It's like, so easy. It's so easy. Everything I mean, it's so there. Sad how easy it is.
It really, what did we do without it? Honestly,
I don't know. We went to Walmart.
I know, but God.
Yeah.
And okay. What about real life?
In real life, I just really like local boutiques. Yeah. So I don't have a specific place per se. I just like to go to, and I really need to cut that out. So
yeah. No, you don't. It's fine. Okay. Yeah. What is your favorite guilty pleasure snack? Or if you have a couple, give me a couple.
Okay. There are two different spectrums. Those are both so easy. Dark chocolate truffles.
Oh,
I love dark chocolate truffles.
Gosh, that's very specific.
And chili cheese Fritos.
Oh, love them.
Nice. And the twists, the honey barbecue twists.
Yeah.
I could eat the chili cheese Fritos and the honey barbecue twist until the bag is gone.
So that would be like item number four you took to the deserted island is chili cheese Fritos.
Yeah, okay. Which is also what causes the cellulite.
Right. This is all just interconnected.
It's all making all sense.
Yeah, it's all coming together. It's like full circle. Okay, perfect. All right. So now I know this one's hard for a lot of people because you have to think back, but do you have an embarrassing moment that you are willing to share?
Well, my most recent one was whenever I stood up front and said, "We have honey for sale and beef quarters."
I think that's so funny, but I think it's so clever. I feel like everyone just are like, "Man, she's witty and can just be funny on the drop of a hat."
I mean, I don't know, but I walked away from that going, "Wow, she is stupid."
Oh, you. Oh, okay. Is that your embarrassing moment?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. There's too many.
Okay. What is a question you wished I had asked you? And how would you have answered it?
Okay. So this is weird, but I literally, because you told me about this question. So my answer is, are you afraid of dying?
Oh.
And my answer is no. I am afraid of not living enough.
Oh, that's so good. Wait, I'm going to write that down. Are you afraid? But that's actually just a good question. Are you afraid?
I mean, I don't want to die now, of course. But if I do, I mean, you're going to. You know you're going to. But what did you do with your life that made it so full that you're okay with going?
Yeah, that's great. Oh, that's so great. Good job.
Thanks.
See, I told you you'd do good. Okay, two more questions. And one's not really a question, but I want to know if you have a question for me.
Do you plan on retiring in Crandon, Wisconsin?
Oh my God. So actually, it's funny that you asked this question, because we have, Tim and I have been talking about this, and I don't know, like at what age this will occur, but so this is the thing. I like Crandon, but I don't like the winters. And I don't mind winter. I honestly don't mind the winter when it's supposed to be winter. And in my mind, winter is like November, December, January, say even February.
Done.
Yeah. And because I love my winter clothes. I love my sweaters. I love blazers. I love boots. So I wouldn't want to not have winter. And I don't even care if it's super cold. I can even handle that around here. I really can. But what I can't stand is when it gets to be March and April. Steph, we're still having snow forecasted for this coming weekend. I mean, it's not going to probably accumulate, but I don't care. There's snow falling out of the sky. So it makes both of us insane. However, the summers up here are just like perfect, because it makes me laugh so hard whenever it gets 90 degrees here. People are like, oh my God, it is so hot. Like they are dying of heat up here when it's 90. I'm like, you people do not even know what heat is.
We went on vacation up there one year, years ago, and they were like, it is so hot. I was like, it is 84.
I know. And so it is. It's 70s and 80s. If it hits 90, there was one summer, there was 11 days that were 90 or above. And that was like a record. I'm not lying. And so the summers are just so pretty up here. I really love where we live on a lake. I really like it a lot. So what Tim and I have in mind that ideally we'd like to do is to probably stay here and like be here from, let's say, May to maybe October or something like that. And then winter somewhere. I don't know where yet. Florida, like everyone says Florida, but somewhere warm. And yeah, that's my answer. Mm-hmm. I don't have specifics. I don't have ages. Well, we'll do that. I don't have places, but that's what we would like to do, because we really don't want to give up the summers here because they are so pretty. But I can't stand the long winter. It's just too hard. It's mentally hard on me too. It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I can only handle so much of actually either season, summer or winter. You can't have summer forever. And winter, God forbid, you cannot have that more than 3 months long.
I mean, it is. And it's tough. And a lot. Now, I have to say this winter, it's not winter, Natalie. It's the end of April. But it feels like it's the winter. But this supposed spring, this March and April, we've actually had more sun, I feel like, than we've had in past years. But it also seems that typically with the cold kind of like icky spring days comes just like dreariness as well. And like, that's a real thing. Like, I feel like the no sun really, really, truly affects my mood. So anyway, but
I totally agree. I love the sun. I have one tattooed on my back.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But yes, thank you for that question. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Okay. So now I end every single podcast with a Bible verse. And so when I have an interview somebody, I like to ask them if they have a favorite Bible verse. So do you have a favorite Bible verse?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Aw, is that Philippians something?
I honestly don't know right offhand.
No, I love that one.
But it's
classic.
True. And I love that one. I actually have a couple of bracelets that even say that.
Wow.
That's good. I think it is. I think it's Philippians.
Well, thank you for being my interview.
You're welcome. Good. It was so fun.
So yeah, this will be, do you want to, I know you're not on social media. You shared that with us. Do you want to share your Instagram handles or anything like that?
I would love to. Oh gosh, I don't even have a handle. It's just my name.
Okay. That's your full name, Stephanie Mueller, but it's M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And same thing for Facebook. It was the same.
Okay.
I don't have any secret hidden AKA or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Well, you did so good. And that was so much fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. I'm glad that you did it. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. I'll be excited to listen to it.
Okay, I will be releasing it tomorrow morning. So tell all your friends and family, share it on your social media with me.
Only if I want them to know my real answers.
Okay, love you. Thank you so much.
All right, I love you too, girl.
Talk to you later. Yeah. Bye.
hope you guys enjoyed that. Again, it was so much fun recording with her. And I love doing those with like good friends because it just feels like we're talking on the phone, you know? And I hope that comes across that way. But as usual, I ask that if this was a podcast that you liked, if you could please give me a 5-star rating, give me a positive review, do this on the platform that you listen to your podcast in. You'll find a rating and review section. Subscribe, follow, whatever you do for the podcast that you like. I really appreciate it because it helps me in the lovely podcast algorithms to bump me up on that, you know, massive list of podcasts for you to listen to. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'm not sure what I'm going to have next week. If you're staying till the end of this, you get to hear this first here. My husband and I are taking a 25th anniversary trip with Steph and I just briefly mentioned. We are going to a place that I've always wanted to go to. We are going to Bora Bora. And I absolutely cannot wait. I'm not sure what I'm going to do about podcasting while I'm out there, but we'll be out there for about 10 days. So maybe I'll get Tim to podcast with me while we're out there. We'll see. Anyway, so stay tuned for that. And I'll have lots of good info about that when I get back for sure. But anyway, I'll have something for you guys next week. And in the meantime, enjoy your week. Be kind to others. Bye.